To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI-AM, Boston. Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
Good evening and welcome to the Stockyard in Brighton. If it's Thursday, it's the BC Football Show. Yes, thank you very much.
A little hesitancy there.
Yeah. You know,
understandably.
You need the applause sign like you're a Jimmy Kimmel. Applause here.
Clap now.
Clap now. Thank you very much. We got to start, Pete. You know this is a special day, October 23rd.
Yeah, big day.
Big day in the annals.
Delivery rooms all over the country. Some X amount of years ago.
You remember, like, in the Globe, you used to look up famous birthdays, October 23rd?
Oh, God, stop it.
Famous birthdays, it would be...
I hate my birthday. Let's just get it out of the way right now.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday, Bill.
Birthday, Coach.
Appreciate it. Not a big birthday guy.
I know. You told me this on the podcast. Now, why are you not a big birthday guy?
You know, I don't think... I love my family, my mom, my dad, my two older brothers. They're fantastic, but... We didn't celebrate many birthdays. I mean, it was an Irish family, you know. No, I mean,
wow.
We did. It was like, hey, happy birthday.
Hey,
here's a
thanks.
Cake. All right.
Yeah.
Back to business. No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, happy birthday. It was, we remember last year we got cupcakes, I think.
Ray's not throwing the fastball.
We'd be lucky to get charcoal right now. We got to get a win.
Yeah.
We got to get a win.
That's coming, but good to see your son, Michael, here.
Michael's here.
Lovely wife, Colleen.
Tufts baseball. Colleen's here.
You got a big son. So yes.
Big, huh?
More applause.
More applause. Yes. They got the sign working.
Yeah. Really, the sign flashing.
Well, they definitely clap for
flashing
them.
Applause.
No, why not?
Are you kidding me? So I guess you're not a big celebration tonight if you're not a big birthday yet?
No.
Nothing?
No, Colleen bought me a Red Sox sweatshirt, though, which is good. I needed one of those.
Nice.
So that was my, yeah.
Green one or a red one?
A Red Sox sweatshirt and a Celtics hat.
Ooh, very nice.
Yep.
I was at the opener last night.
Oh, were you?
Celtics opener last
night. Tough game. Up by 13.
That was problematic.
We all got problems.
Everybody's
me
gonna,
and Joe.
Whoa. Listen to sports radio today?
No. Wow. No. No meter. I'm not listening to sports radio these days.
No. That's,
neither am I.
No, but all right, so birthday pleasantries out of the way.
Thank you, though.
Absolutely. UConn, I thought there were some good things in that game, and you said there were afterwards, but upon further review, what did you learn from the tape?
Yeah, I mean, we got to play better defense. We're not playing well on defense. We're not coaching it well enough right now. If we've had a good week, you know, I believe that it'll be much improved. I thought that offensively, Grayson James gave us a spark. You know, we left some plays out on the field that, you know, there were guys, there were plays there that we could have made. But overall, I thought Grayson gave us a spark. I thought the O-line played well. I think the guys play hard. They play with great effort. They're great guys. I've said this all along. I got to coach them better. And it's a grind to figure it out. And I'm working hard to figure it out. And we've had a good week of practice, and we'll be ready to go in Louisville.
That was my observation last week, was that, you know, despite the score, you were in the game, you fought the whole game. And that's it's all you can really ask for in conditions like that.
These guys fight, Pete. I mean, they really do. They really play hard. We're playing a lot of young guys, a lot of guys that are 17, 18 years old. Again, I should preface all this. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact. This is a program in transition. College football is in transition, and we're working hard to get it right. And you know, again, we've got to do a lot of things better. I think special teams have been good. I think the addition of, like, Ben Mann, our long snapper, and Seamus Florio and Andy Quinn, obviously Luca Lombardo's one of the best kickers in the country right now. I think that's a bright spot. So those have been good. But, you know, defensively, we have to do a lot of things better. And offensively, we got to get the ball in the end zone. You know, we should have had, in my opinion, 40 some odd points in that game. But, you know, we stalled in the red area. Field goals weren't good enough in that game.
But these are all things that this is a constant evolution. Seasons, you either get better, you get worse. Rarely do you stay the same. But you're constantly learning and adapting.
Yeah, and the thing is, Pete, like, I'll say this about myself. This is my 33rd year in coaching. I've had some great years, a lot of great years, more than the bad years, but I've had some bad years. And, you know, this year's not going the way anybody wanted it to go. But, again, like, I really love these kids. I love coaching them. You guys are at practice on Thursdays. You know, you see the practice today. I mean, these kids had two great two-minute drives at the end of practice today. Yep. Guys fighting, going, not literally fighting, but, you know, grinding and competing, and these guys are playing hard. A lot of guys are getting good experience. It's going to be a big off-season, you know, not trying to look too far ahead, but it's going to be a very important off-season for BC football. And, you know, we're not there yet. I'm not saying that. We're focused on Louisville, but, you know, you can see a lot of good future when you watch the practice film.
Now, leadership's funny, because it's very easy to lead when things are going well.
Right.
And you've got a lot of guys that are wearing the C on their jerseys. And how are they responding to the challenges they're facing right now?
Yeah, I think that's a work in progress, Pete. I'll be honest with you. I think, Logan Taylor, awesome leader. KP Price does a great job, does everything. And I think they all have leadership qualities. Don't get me wrong. These guys are all great, great guys. But I think that's one area that we have to really improve. You know, we have to really – teach leadership and what leadership means. And, you know, leadership is about bringing people with you and not talking down to people. And we don't have anybody that does that, but we have to bring people with us. And that's what I think about every day when I go into work. How am I going to lead the team? And, you know, it's a mixture of inspiration. It's a mixture of humor. It's a mixture of constructive criticism. But, you know, I think we're on the right track, and that's something we got to really continue to work on here, though, is the leadership part of it.
Jordan McDonald was terrific, 123 yards.
Yeah, he's a good – he's a slashing runner. He's a tough kid. He's playing hurt. He's got a bad ankle.
Yeah.
There's a couple – if he had a good ankle, there's a couple he would have been gone on to the house. But he's dealing with a – he's a tough kid. I love that kid. I love all of them. I mean, they really – Bo McCormick made a couple plays in the game. He's only a freshman. You know, 6 months ago he was playing at BB&N. Nothing against BB&N, but that's a little different than the ACC. So yeah. I think he's doing some good things, and you know, I think we're on the right track at that position. Turbo banged his shoulder up. I think he'll be ready to go against Louisville. He's another tough kid. I think you'll see Alex Broom. And then there's a kid named Makai Dodd from Catholic Memorial that eventually will be a very, very good player for us.
On the other side of the ball, defensively, it was very hard to get my head around what was going on. There were a lot of mental mistakes, physical mistakes, just a combination of things that went wrong.
Yeah, we have to do a lot better job on defense, Pete. I mean, there are a lot, again, no excuse, but there's a lot of injuries, a lot of guys that are out, a lot of veteran players that are out, and now we're playing a lot of young guys. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, you know, we're giving up explosive plays, you know, missing too many tackles, and we got to shore that up. That's going to be big this week. You know, it's going to be big this week. I think these guys have had The last 2 days, I would say yesterday and today, I don't think Tuesday was great, but I think Wednesday and Thursday was fantastic, and I think these guys are ready to play.
I took a deep dive, Louisville-Miami, watched that game tape to tape.
Yeah.
Miami missed a lot of tackles. Mm-hmm. And I said, this seems to be a reoccurring theme throughout college football, but it just when I looked at it from a different prism, it just showed how athletic Louisville is.
Yeah, Louisville is very athletic, and you have to do a good job of getting them on the ground. You don't need the knockout shots. You need to make sure that you wrap up and get them down on the ground. That's a big thing. But we work tackling every day. We have tackling drills every single day. You guys have been at practice. Our practices are very physical. And I think at times our guys have tackled well. It's the space tackles that we've struggled with, and that's going to be big in the game on Saturday night.
Yeah. When you watch Louisville, everyone talks. I heard on the broadcast last Friday, with good reason, they were talking about Jeff Brohm. He's a brilliant schemer. His offensive schemes are brilliant. Do you see that in them?
Yeah, Jeff Brohm does a great job. Yeah, yeah. I think Jeff would be the first to tell you, Jeff's a great guy, he's a friend of mine, that the word brilliant is overused. It's about the players. But, he does a great job. I think when you label coaches as brilliant, it's all about the players. I was real brilliant when I was coaching Brady. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
So it's
all relative.
Bryce Young or guys like that. So I think the thing is, Jeff Brohm does a great job. He's a really good coach. I got a lot of respect for him. Very smart, and they do a lot, right? They have a great drop back passing game. They bring this Deuce Adams guy in, and he's does a little bit of everything for them. And then they have Wildcat, and then they motion and they shift, and they'll have some type of gadget for you. So, it's gonna be a challenging night.
Yeah, they had
talking to you two guys. When we talk about this stuff, it's like you ever see the Saturday Night Live skit where the lady's like, "Want," it's like, "Hey, it's sunny out," and somebody says it's sunny out, and then the lady says, "No, the rain's coming." Wah wah wah. Like, let's talk about the Celtics.
Oh, we'll get
Patriots
there.
Patriots are doing.
We'll get there.
Talk about Drake May.
I got a question for you, Drake May.
I'm kidding.
He was at the Zavarian game last week.
Yeah, no, I don't know him. I met him at the Brady retirement, but he seems like a great dude. That's awesome in the community, and I'm sure he lives right near there. And
he does, yeah.
Westwood, and that was a great game, Zavarian.
CM, right?
Another big one coming up in a couple weeks, November 1st, the day we play Notre Dame. We got St. John's Prep versus CM.
Ooh. Another biggie.
Wow.
In Danvers.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Standing
with a newly inducted Boston College Hall of Famer, Brian St. Pierre. Thanks. Ray Perrone's here tonight.
And Richard Schoenfeld's here.
Richard Schoenfeld's here. There he is.
El Presidente.
I had forgotten how good St. Pierre was. I broadcast all his games, and when I looked at him,
he was really good.
I was like, wow, yeah.
And he could have gone anywhere. He was a guy that I was so connected to St. John's. I remember when he was coming out, and he could have gone anywhere. He could have gone to Notre Dame. He could have gone to Syracuse.
Ohio State was on the list.
Ohio State, those were all legit, and he chose to go to BC, and awesome. His dad was our team doctor when I was there.
Just great guy.
Yeah. Yeah, great
guy. He won big games.
He beat Notre Dame three times.
He told us that Saturday. I said, "What do you remember?" He says, "I don't know. I'm beating Notre Dame three times."
Yeah,
like
that's a good memory.
Yeah. That's a really good memory.
Yeah, that was a nice event. I'm sure
that was a great event.
He really appreciated you being there.
MC'd by you. Yep. Well, MC'd by Richard.
Richard,
would you say color commentary by? I tell you what.
Well, wow,
you
we guys, got trouble. That's fitting.
The voice thing with you two guys, you should not quit your day jobs.
No kidding. You know what I mean? If I'm the voice and he's the face, we get trouble.
I heard very good reviews. My spies.
That was awesome. It was a great event.
Nice event. Great.
Yeah, the Eves brothers, hockey guys. Yep. One guy played 15 years in the NHL. You had
Patrick and Mike.
The woman from Texas, the softball.
Long ball hitter. Yes,
she was awesome.
Numbers, scary numbers.
I couldn't stay the whole time because I had to get back and, like as you guys pointed out, watch a bunch of Louisville tape.
Someone's going to watch it.
Yeah.
But
Louisville's good, though. But
they are good. They are good.
Yeah.
But,
But we'll talk a little bit more about that.
We'll be ready to go. Yeah, Boston College will show up Saturday night, Pete. We'll be there at 7:35. I promise you.
I'll be there too.
Will be there at 7:35.
I won't be throwing blocks or
darn right.
Catching passes. God.
You'll be throwing blocks at the buffet table.
Wait a minute, Awaken 180.
Oh yeah, I got it. Hey, Pete.
Well, the thing is, Pete and I now travel with the Awaken 180 food.
The shakes?
The wafers and the shakes.
Wafers?
And the chips.
The vanilla wafers.
Guys.
He brought the chips to the booth last week.
Come on.
Well, they're heavily seasoned.
Oh, my goodness.
But you can only have two of them.
No, he can have a lot of them.
Oh, but the pack?
It was
only 8 ounces of chicken.
Butrin was intrigued.
Measuring portions is not my favorite thing to do. But look at us all. We're svelting. We go take a schwitz. We get schelt.
Whoa, jeez, easy there.
He loves that word.
I know, but I don't think people really realize what he says it. It sounds like something
a little
else.
Twisted, yes.
It's a Yiddish word, but meaning to sweat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's definitely Yiddish.
You're meshugana. That's another Jewish word.
A little bit of that going on.
A little bit of that too.
What you talking about?
That's a good time to take a break. We'll go to Celtic stock coming up after this timeout with Bill O'Brien on the BC Football Show. And welcome back to the BC Football Show. Good to have you with us, as always, on a Thursday night. He's Pete Cronin. I'm John Mita Perrell, Bill O'Brien, Eagles and Louisville. Pete mentioned a little bit earlier about the nature of college football this year. Obviously, you're paying close attention to your opponents and everything else. But some have called it the best season in college football. Just from a standpoint, it's the most competitive season.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can win on any given Saturday, and that's for sure. I mean, you look at what's happened over the course of the whole year, and it's a great game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, the spirit of the game, the emotion of the game, the way the game is covered, it's a great game. We've been on the downside. We get it. But, I really do believe I know it's hard to believe. The people here that are here every week, they believe, which is these are the best people in Boston College right here. These are the best.
No question.
The fact that we really appreciate it. I mean, I can't tell you enough. They're incredible people. But there is a belief. There should be a belief because there is a bright future. And BC's, making a commitment to football. And, there is a bright future. And we just got to keep coaching. We got to keep grinding. You never know what can happen, right? Last year we had 17 – takeaways. We had these interceptions, right? Ezeraku would come up with some strip sacks. We're not getting that this year. We're not getting as much of that. We gotta, we have to try to figure out, you know, try to take the ball away and then, you know, stop giving the ball up, which Grayson did a good job of that, right? We didn't turn the ball over. But we have to do a really good job of trying to take the ball away.
And you look at that game the other night, referring to the Miami game with Louisville, they turned the ball over, four interceptions. Yeah. With one of the best quarterbacks in college,
yeah,
college
Carson
football.
Beck. Yeah.
So yeah, kudos to Louisville, but
right.
It goes to show you the impact of turnovers have on a football game.
No doubt. I mean, I think you know this. Like, you know, if you look at football game, people always talk about third down percentage and red area percentage and all that. But really it comes down to turnovers, the turnover takeaway margin, and then it comes down to, you know, stupid penalties in key situations. Like, that's really what it is, you know. And then it's the momentum, right? Like, we score at the end of the half against Utah, UConn. We got all the momentum going into halftime. We come out, the first drive of the second half, they go right down the field and score. We can't do that. We got to get a three and out. We can't do that. We give them – you know, now they got the momentum, and it's hard for us right now. Our guys don't quit. Don't get me wrong; they keep fighting, but we can't get the momentum back. And it's a game of momentum, and so we don't take the ball away as much as we did last year. And we have to, you know, we have to do that. But our guys, like I said, our guys are fighting. They're showing up every. I got a lot of respect for these guys. I mean, they practice hard. They fight every day.
I'm sure you do. You whittle it down to the kind of the most fundamental element at this point. It's not a big picture issue.
No.
It's really down to the devil's in the details.
Yeah, we're losing, but we're not losers, right? These kids are winners. They're winners. They're going to be winners in life. Like, anybody call Logan Taylor a loser, you're going to be in a fight. Logan Taylor's a winner. He's a tough kid. He's a winner. KP Price, he's a winner. The team is losing, right? And I take full responsibility for that. I just haven't been able to. I know people are kind of wondering when I say, like, I haven't been able to figure. Well, I haven't. I haven't been able to figure out how to get them to play the style of football that I want them to play. Somebody said, well, I've never heard a coach say. Well, I'm saying that. I'm not a bullshit artist. You know, I tell you the truth. I can't figure out. I think I've got to figure it out this week, but we got to go do it.
And then it gets – well, I don't envy the situation you're in. It's You have a plan. You stay with the plan. It's not working for you. Now, do you deviate from the plan? And if you do deviate from the plan and don't have success, oh, wait a minute, I should have stayed on the plan. Now,
right.
Now where are you?
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate you saying that. I think that's something, as a head coach, I think about that all the time. But we don't deviate from the general process of how we do things, how we meet, how we practice, the timing of things. What we have to try to tweak a little bit as schematically. Like, what are we doing schematically? How can we generate a better pass rush? How can we play faster on offense? I think special teams has been a bright spot. I'm not saying it's been perfect, but I think the special teams, you know, we've had some good punt returns, some good kickoff returns. We've covered kicks pretty well, punts and kickoffs. I'm not really that, although this returner for Louisville is
awesome.
He's
pretty good.
Yeah, he's awesome. So I'm not saying I'm concerned about that, but I know our guys are going to give great effort, and Matt Turn does an unbelievable job. He's one of the best coaches I've ever been around, and he does a great job. But we got to get offensively, we got to finish drives in the red area with touchdowns, and defensively we got to generate a little bit better pass rush. I thought we stopped the run pretty well against UConn.
Yeah.
Got to get some takeaways.
I thought it was you mentioned Grayson James. To me, I look at him and I see a stabilizer.
Yeah.
Steady Eddie. It's
a good way to say it.
You like those steady Eddies.
Yeah.
You always know what you're getting.
Yeah, and the team, they respect him. They love him. He's just a great guy. Like, he brings such a great energy to practice every day. And he's just a good dude, you know. He's one of those guys that I personally, you know, I owe a lot to. He's hung in there with us. You know, he could have left.
Yeah.
He could have left. He didn't leave. You know, he stayed with us, and he is a BC guy. Even though he didn't start out at BC, he is a BC guy all the way.
And when you think about it, your philosophy is you can earn a position in practice.
No doubt.
And there's testimony. The perfect example of a guy who situation was such that he earned a position.
Yeah, no doubt. He's very resilient. You know, he'll be a success in life, you know. And he'll get a shot. He'll be in a training camp somewhere. He'll get a shot to play pro football, but just overall, he'll be a success in life. And he's had a really good week of practice, and so I'm excited to watch him play on Saturday.
Kalen Chudzinski has emerged.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
Best freshman tight end by statistics.
Yeah, he's done a good job. Yeah,
is
And he's only played football, what, for 4 years?
As a hockey guy, you know, that's a even though Rob, you know, is a football coach, you know, forever, played football at Miami, was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, been an offensive coordinator numerous places, was at the Chargers, the Colts, and all that. It's really a hockey family because Kalen played hockey. His brother is going to BU. I know that's a bad thing to say here, but he's going to BU as a hockey player. And Kalen is just a very instinctive, tough, really good route runner, very athletic. You know, he was at St. Sebastian's. I saw him play in Alumni Stadium last fall. He made a lot of plays in a game that I saw when we were going to watch him and a couple other guys, and said, we got to offer this guy. He was going to Princeton.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's here, and he's just done a great job. He's got a great future.
He's a I watched some of his interviews. Very humble kid.
Humble kid. Great kid. He's an awesome kid. He you know, it's funny. I talked to a lot of these kids this week, and, you know, I came in, and, you know, I asked him kind of similar questions, and he just like, Coach, I don't really think about – I just think about, hey, man, I should have run a better route right there. I've got to practice better. I've got to take care of my body better. I've got to, you know, stay up on my academic. He's just a great kid. He's what you're looking for, no doubt about it.
Think about the steps of these guys. How many freshmen have you played this year?
I mean, it's probably in the 20s.
That's an unbelievable
number. Yeah, yeah.
But think about the step they'll take. Now that they have experience, but that offseason.
Yeah, the confidence. Yeah, no doubt.
It's going to be a rocket ship.
Yeah, it'll be. It's a good point. And it is true. Like, I know we're on the BC radio show and we're trying to make everybody feel good, but nobody feels good right now. So it's really a fact that these kids that are playing right now, Robert Smith is 17. I think he just turned 18.
Yeah.
He's going to play left guard this week. He played right guard. This kid's unbelievable. He's a road grader. I mean, this guy is tough, tough, tough kid, and he is a true freshman playing offensive line in Division I college football. You know that's hard to do, and he's doing a great job. So, yeah, the confidence that these guys have, you know, getting this playing time, that'll bode well for the future.
And this is really, you know, you're constantly building. Question I asked earlier about, you know, each week you kind of you're in constant evaluation, constant evolution. Having this number of these young players getting this kind of experience, if you look past your nose, the future's, you can be optimistic about the future.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I mean, I feel strongly about that. I really, the kids love it. The young guys, they love it at BC. It takes time. It takes time to, you know, install your own system, your culture, how you want to do things. You know, recruit players that fit at BC. It takes time, and so nobody wants to be where we are. We had some close games in the beginning. Felt, you know, terrible after the UConn game. We all feel terrible. Nobody wants to lose, and we're losing, but we're not losers. You know, anybody looks at my track record, I've won. Won at Penn State when the chips were down. Won at the Houston Texans. Took over a 2-14 program at the Houston Texans. Won 4 AFC South titles, won 2 playoff games. You know, I've won where I've been. We got a good staff. The staff knows how to win, and we got players that really have bought in. So we know how to win. We're not winning right now, but stick with us, and I think we'll win.
No question about that. We got to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. And welcome back. Thursday night at the Stockyard. Good to have you with us. All right, I spoke to your son, Michael, briefly. Michael is here.
Can he hit the 500-yard drive? Did you get that straightened out?
I did not get
that. He can smash the golf ball.
Dylan Lonergan versus Michael. We do a long drive contest.
He can smash.
We could sell tickets to that, I think.
I think we could.
Credit
what do you think? Nope. Thumbs up?
Oh, he's ready.
He's ready. He's ready to go.
I've seen him hit a 380-yard drive.
380?
He drives the first green at Cumaquid. On the Cape.
I haven't been there yet.
That and the four putt gets you a bogey, right?
Yeah.
I know how that is.
All about the short game.
Yes, it certainly is.
Michael's jacked up for the game one of the World Series tomorrow.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah. Michael and Colleen can sit in front of that TV and watch every pitch and every out of every, I'm like, every Red Sox game ever played since he's been alive. I'm like, No, I can't. I got to take a break. I got to switch the channels. I got to go watch it in the other.
You got to go watch Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch a. I only watch the Red Sox when they're playing in October.
I know you do.
I mean, yes. I watch them in the summer sometimes.
You watch them. You watch them.
Yeah, you're a good fan.
You're a good fan,
especially like when they're winning. You know,
I like you. You and him.
Oh yeah,
we go back and forth.
Hey, I was just reminded. We talked about the BC Hall of Fame. Tatiana Cortez,
yeah.
Interesting story. Women's softball, she just crushes the ball. Numbers, scary numbers.
Yep.
But you had a special experience with her down in Houston.
Yeah, her dad was a Houston police officer that was shot and paralyzed when I was the head coach of the Texans. And, you know, the Texans did do a great job in the community. They were kind of like the Patriots, very involved in the community. And, you know, I know we reached out to her family and we brought her dad and brought her and her family onto the sideline before a game. I forget which game it was, but she remembered that at the Hall of Fame, at her Hall of Fame induction when she was up on the stage with Pete, and she thanked me. And right when she thanked me, I said, you know what, I recognize that. And I recognized years and years ago, but yeah, she was awesome. What a great softball player, great story. And, you know, that was pretty cool.
Well, you don't throughout your life, you don't know what kind of impact you have.
That's right.
Nice when it comes back.
You're going to see him again. Thing. That's right.
You know, but if you were a bank robber, it would be a different story.
No question.
But you're not a bank robber.
No, not as far as no, as far as you know. I've never robbed any.
I don't know nothing.
Everything's off the record. Don't worry. that's a great story. Sounds like an amazing event. It is every year, the Hall of Fame.
It was awesome. Richard and Pete and.
And I,
Ray, it's a cool thing. I mean, I'll tell you what, I looked at the program and was reading the program, and you know, to be inducted into the Boston College Hall of Fame is a very prestigious deal. I mean, there's a lot of heavy hitters in that BC Hall of Fame, and like I said, Pete said the Eves brothers were there, Jerry York was there, you know, Tatiana Cortez was there, Brian St. Pierre. I mean, it was cool. It was a nice event.
It was actually kind of fun. Who was it? Patrick Eves that had the beard?
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick had a beard. He looked like one of the Smith brothers.
Did you say the best story about that is, you know, you asked him, what about the beard? And he said his wife told him,
in a weak
you
chin.
You have a bad chin. You need to grow a beard. And he never looked back.
And he says, I trimmed it up for the event. I said, trimmed it up? My God.
Trimmed it up?
Thing was down to
like
his waist.
Hiding the lawnmower in there.
Oh, God. Boy. Yeah, a lot of funny stuff.
That was cool.
A lot of funny stuff.
Hey, we had a BC legend on campus yesterday, Luke Kuechly,
yeah. He did a nice video for us. You know, absolute legend. We need some more Luke Kuechlys. Luke Kuechly yes. was an awesome guy out of Cincinnati, Jesuit educated, and, you know, right in Notre Dame's backyard. And they didn't recruit him. And Boston College did a great job of recruiting him. And he's a legend. He's a great player, great football player. And I've coached against him in the NFL. You had to change your cadence. You had to change everything because it was kind of like there were a few guys like that, right? And, you know, it would be Junior Seau. It would be Ray Lewis. It would be Luke Kuechly that you had to change your cadence because those guys knew that they studied your cadence, not only your plays. They knew exactly what you were running. If you said, you know, Red 52, they knew exactly what that was. And so you'd have to change it up. And we did that a lot in New England and Houston.
The great side story, when he got drafted, he went on EEI meter, was in charge, we're working with Dennis and Callahan. And so I guess Jerry asked him the question, you're going to get a big bonus check. What are you going to do? What are you going to buy? He goes, I'm going to buy a couch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a simple guy, man.
I'm going to buy a couch.
Yeah.
You know, so that's I said, okay. Answer. Yeah. We're best in the world.
Yeah. But we talk about it all the time. I mean, what, two-star coming out of high school?
Yeah, started in the secondary.
Yeah.
Took a chance, brought him up, walked him up like a nickel. Yep. He got a little hefty. They moved him outside, then they moved him inside, and it took a couple of years, but he found his spot.
Very instinctive player and a violent player, right?
He
very great tackler. And
I
remember in the pros, we literally, I'm telling you, like we had a play where we were checking a run to a run. And so if we used a certain – you know, language in the cadence, he knew what run we were checking to. So we had to, we used a different one to check like that. We used that same verbiage, but made it a play action. So when we checked to it, it was like, I'll never forget it. We were like, we went through this whole thing like easy, Red 52. And he's the mic, you know, set hot. And he came flying up because he thought it was the run and we hit a pop pass in behind him. So we, but you that's helped, what you, but you that's helped, what you had to do. That's what you had to do to, to, you know, to go against him. Yeah, it was a definite chess match.
You know, Drake May, you mentioned, and I know you're not paying. You probably watch a few Patriots games.
I have not watched them. I'd be honest with you. I get my report every once in a while with Dougie Marone. He calls. He checks
doing
in.
Doing a heck of a job.
Yeah.
Offensive line's been great.
O-line's good, no doubt.
But this is its topic. You love sports radio. Drake May, reckless running. He's running a little bit. He got slammed to the turf against Tennessee. He went to the tent. Do you coach that out of a quarterback?
That's how he plays. I mean, you know, it's like, what do you want? The guy, this guy's an awesome player, man.
Right.
Didn't he break Brady's completion percentage?
Yes, he has.
I mean, come on now. We're nitpicking on that. He's a great athlete.
I think people panic when they see.
Yeah, you should duck out of bounds. You slide. I'm sure Josh is teaching him that. I don't know. I have not watched.
But if you saw that, would you coach that at him?
Oh yeah. I mean, you again. I remember Tom used to say this all the time. There was nothing more important than his health to the team. His health was so important. He had to be there for the team every single day. So that's why, you know, you think about the legendary stories with Brady when he played with the cut hand. Or, you know, I know he threw for 380 yards with a broken finger against the Miami Dolphins when I was calling the plays. I mean, he broke his ring finger and threw for 380. It was unbelievable.
Well,
he always would say, like, I have to be available for my teammates. I think Drake knows that, and you know, I'm sure he's still a young player, but
his deep ball throwing is.
Oh, he's a great deep ball thrower. I knew that. You know, he was coming to Alabama. And and then at the last second he flipped and went to North Carolina. So I knew a lot about him because they talked a lot about him at Alabama when I was there. And you know, he's having a great year.
Having that
a lot of football left.
Having that quality where they see beyond their own ego, if you will.
Yeah,
that's not a common trait for NFL quarterbacks, or I don't remember it as being that very common. So that's a unique.
Yeah.
Characteristic.
I think as they, you would probably agree with this, as they get older, the ego gets bigger and bigger.
I won't tell you any stories about Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann. I mean, all of them.
Stop there.
I mean, I know Dan Marino. He's an awesome guy, but, you know, like he would say, like, I'm not running this play. Like, and he would change the play in the huddle, you know.
Yeah.
Tom would do the same thing.
There you go. But
hey, we want to run this play. He'd go like this and call his own play.
As long as it works. Yep.
But I think as a young player, I think you're right. He's a great teammate, and you can tell he's great in the community. Like you said, he went to the Zavarian game. He's a good guy.
You want confidence in a college player. You want a lot of confidence, but I think there's more. It's more frequent where the
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confidence is outstrips their capabilities.
Yeah, I think he's playing. I think obviously the more you play, it's kind of like we were talking about before with our young guys. The more you play, the more confidence you get, right? Because it's repetitive and you've done it over and over again. And there's no, you know this better than anybody, no substitute for experience. Once you get, you know, several games of experience underneath your under your belt, you got a lot of confidence.
And they're responding to Vrabel, clearly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mike's a great coach. Mike does a good job. He's, like I've always said, Mike's one of the best, if not the best assistant coach I've ever had. When I was a head coach, I mean, he changed guys. He spent a lot of time with Whitney Mercilus and Clowney and Brian Cushing. Those guys, if you called any of those guys right now, they would tell you, like, yeah, he added years to my career the way he coached me. And, yeah, he does a good job. He does a great job connecting with the players, and he does a really good job.
Yeah, this video of him always greeting players when they come to the locker room.
Yep.
That's authentic.
Yeah, that's who he is. He's real deal, man. He's real deal, no doubt about it.
Today's player is very different. You see it in the college, you certainly see it in the pros. You got to have a different old techniques and approaches have some merit, but you got to modify.
Yeah, you have to mix in, in my opinion, and I think this is what Mike does, and we're not having success right now, but this is what I try to do is you have to be able to have the ability to mix and match a little bit of humor, inspiration, get after them a little bit, positivity, take responsibility. Never, ever stand up in front of your team and point the finger. Always point the thumb back at yourself. Don't point the finger. Point it back at yourself. This is what I need to do better. I lead off every team meeting after a loss. Hey, these are the things I got to do better. I got to coach this better. I got to do this better. This is what I need you to do better. And I think if you do that, you connect with your players and you connect with your team, and your team will keep fighting for you. Once you start pointing the finger and saying it's your fault, that's when you lose your team. And that's why we'll never lose the team, because I'll never do that.
I always, in the business world, there are leaders and there are managers.
Yeah.
Some people are really good managers, but leaders are hard to find. And asked to define what leadership was, I was forced to come up with a definition. It's really the ability to take responsibilities for other people's failures, to free them from the burden. Free them from the burden.
Yeah.
Freedom. Don't worry. You made a mistake.
Appreciate you.
Live it. Go
yeah.
Go get better. Get better. Learn from the experience.
Yeah, and I hate to be in this position. I mean, nobody wants to be in this position. But, you know, as you, like I said, you've been doing it forever. You've been in all. I mean, we were, you know, been to, you know, playoff games, Super Bowls, but also been last in the league, right? And so when you're in coaching for as long as I've been in, you're going to experience everything. You're not going to win every single year. It's impossible. Hardly, if you look at any of the great coaches, right, there's been a lot of losses, you know. And so I think what you said is exactly right. I think it's very important. They hired you to coach the whole football team. And so they need to know, like, when we don't win, that's on me. That is on me. I've got to get the team to play better. I've got to get the coaching staff to coach better. That is on me, and it'll always be that way. If you ask anybody, when I got fired in Houston, I'll never forget J.J. Watt. He said, hey, you know what? I enjoyed playing for him, and he always had our back, because I never will ever do that. That's important that our players know that I've got to do a better job. It starts with me.
And you saw in practice today, I saw a couple of players take the leadership reign. KP Price.
Yeah, KP.
Hugh Hutchins.
Q's a good leader.
A good leader.
Come along.
Tell they were going, you know, someone made a mistake. KP went over to him.
Yeah.
That's good leadership.
Yeah, they're good guys. They're good guys. They're going to be successful guys in life. They're really good guys. No doubt about it. They've got good Logan Taylor, great leadership qualities. There's a lot of guys that people maybe don't even hear about. Luke McLaughlin, good leader.
Very good.
There's young guys that have leadership qualities, right? There's going to be, you know, Marcus Upton and Omarion Davis and T.J. Green and Dawson Pugh and Robert Smith. I mean, these guys, Kalen Chudzinski, they have Bo McCormick. They have really good leadership. Micah Ametti. All of these guys are freshmen that have great leadership. Ashton Cunningham, right, that have potential to be really good leaders too.
And next generation.
Yeah, and the you got quiet leaders and you got vocal leaders. And yeah. I've learned about the vocal leaders. When you open your mouth, you better deliver.
Yeah.
So it puts pressure on the individual yeah. who's doing the talking. Quiet leaders, they can sit back yeah. and get, but they deliver too. Don't get me wrong. But do you have any vocal leaders on your group?
Yeah, there's no doubt that KP and Logan are two of the vocal leaders. Grayson's a vocal leader. Grayson does a good. Grayson's a very positive guy, like very very positive. Logan will get on you though, and Logan can, like you said, and KP will get on you, and they can back it up. They play yeah. good football, and I think that's a great point. I think part of being a good leader is being good at what your role is. You can't lead if you're not very good.
Right.
Hard to lead, you know what I mean? But if you're a good player in the role that you have, you don't have to be, you know, necessarily the best player on a team. That's not always the best leader. You know, the best leaders that I've been around, like I had guys at Penn State, Mike Mowdy, who was a linebacker, who will go down as one of the greatest leaders in the history of Penn State football. And he was a linebacker, and he was a good linebacker. He was very good at his role, but he was a linebacker. He wasn't the number one guy on the team, and so I think the over the course of my career, those are the guys that have been the best leaders. They're good at their roles. They know when to say something. They can read the room, right? They understand. They're very aware of. They're sensitive to people, and they know when to say things.
You walked into a situation that was crying for leadership.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough situation, but I'm just saying, like, I learned a lot about leadership there, you know. And even when I was at the when I coached at the Patriots, obviously Tom was a really good leader. Mike Vrabel, when he was there, he was an outside linebacker, and he was a very good player, and he was awesome at his role, and he was a good leader, right, on the team. But there were other guys, right? Dan Copen, a great BC player, he was a leader.
Right.
And he didn't say much. He just showed up every day. Never missed practice. I don't think Dan Copen ever missed a practice in the years I was at the Patriots.
Okay.
Never missed anything. Was out there every day, dependable guy, you know. There were guys over the years that were just unsung heroes that are also great leaders.
Yeah, in challenging situations like you're in, they emerge.
No doubt. You know? No doubt.
And you learn we've all been in tough situations. You learn a lot more about people and their personalities when things aren't going well.
That's right.
And when they are.
Right, no doubt. No doubt. No so doubt.
The colors come shining through.
No doubt.
Familiar face on the Louisville sideline, Deion Branch.
Yep.
Receivers coach.
Awesome guy. Yep.
Fourth year on that staff.
Love that guy. One of the best players I ever coached.
I was going to say, you talk to any coach, he'll probably tell you the same thing.
I love that guy. That guy. I learned a lot about receiving play. I coached him. Yeah. I actually coached him, which was awesome. And I learned a lot from him. He's just a great guy. There's another guy that works for him that played defensive line for me in Houston, Brandon Dunn. So we'll be able to see Brandon when we're down there. So, yeah, they got a bunch of good guys on that sideline.
And we'll get into more of the Louisville game with Bill O'Brien in our final segment from the BC Football Show at the Stockyard. Stick around. Oh, boy. Happy birthday. We just missed the rendition. There it is. He's blowing out the cake.
He made a wish.
He made a wish.
He can't tell us what it is.
Can't tell us.
Gee, what did I wish for? Ooh, not hard to guess that one.
Ask any coach in America, what are they wishing for? Well, it's a nice piece of chocolate cake.
And a little ice cream on the side.
There you go, Pete. Straight from Wigan 180. Your coach says you could eat this.
Yeah, my coach.
That's a good coach.
I think my coach would be yelling at me. Don't worry. Somebody in the room is going to eat this delicious multi-layered chocolate cake here, courtesy of the Stockyard. Delicious.
Stockyard makes everything delicious.
Yes, there's a secret to it all. I don't know what it is. Great customer service, maybe.
No question. They treat us the right way.
Food's tremendous. Come on
down. Stockyard's awesome.
Stockyard's awesome.
Great. Bars packed.
Entire
right
staff.
Now. Restaurants
awesome.
Packed.
They built the fire for these. Keep everybody warm, too.
Thank you, Ray.
Dig in, Ray.
The ambiance.
Dig in, Ray. Well done.
Good job, Ray. No, he gave it to Michael.
Oh, of course he gave it.
Yeah.
Michael can eat that.
Ray doesn't eat stuff like that.
No, Ray's a lean, fatty machine.
Look at him, svelte.
Look at him. Yeah,
look at the hair.
He goes. He gets
a schvitz. Lettuce.
That's why I say svelte.
Yes. I got to ask you, because someone asked me, can I ask Bill about this Curry running back?
Oh, I know.
His name is...
In the portal yet?
Oh, I was going to ask you that. Monte Quinn.
Yeah, 522
yards.
Saw the highlights.
20 carries, 7 touchdowns.
Can't tackle them.
That was the
all-time was the record.
Defense.
All-time record.
I mean, I'm not Nichols one to College. Talk about defense.
But it's obviously it's tough to translate from D3 to D1, but no matter what
hey,
division
man, you're gaining
in.
500 yards in a game, you're doing something right, no doubt.
That's yep. The record was 416 in FBS. That's a Piron who's in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago.
How about that?
It's all over.
Only you would know that record by Piron that's in the
like, yes, of course. Yeah. But that's
what do you think he does all day?
That's homework.
Looks up like
no, he's got a great memory. Give him credit for that.
Just ask him.
Well, yeah. Wait a minute now.
That's not an inaccurate statement.
It is not. No, it is.
You just ask him. I have a great memory. He'll tell you.
Tell you exactly.
Of course I will.
You do. Photographic.
50 years ago Tuesday was Game 6, 1975, World Series.
Is that right?
50 years ago.
I'll never forget that. We actually lived in Atlanta.
And, oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I was – you know, six, whatever, and I'm up, and they made me go to bed. I went to bed, and I'll never forget my dad yelling out, it's out of here, it's out of here, Fisk's home run.
Oh, my God.
Came running down, though.
Did you come right down?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that. Never forget that. And I don't have a great memory of all my childhood, but I do remember that.
That's a great
Fisk hit a home run. Fisk hit it out. Fisk hit it out.
What a moment. What was it, like 12:30? It was,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What a moment.
Fred Lindy heard him this week saying, if they had Jim Rice, you know, again, the injuries, they had Rice who got hit by Vern Rule that year and broke his wrist.
Jeez.
They win that series easy.
No question.
With Rice in the middle
what
of that
What a game
line.
That was, though. Bernie Carbo.
Yeah, Bernie Carbo.
From the past.
Bernie Carbo.
That was
Dwight Evans making
argue
that play.
That was bigger than Carlton Fisk.
Right.
That tied the game.
Tied the game.
That's yeah. Bernie Carbo, hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
You heard that?
Dewey made the play in right field.
Dewey made the play. See, your memory's pretty darn good.
Well, I remember certain things.
Yeah, well, that's impressive.
I remember this, too. In 1978, we had moved back to Boston. We were living in Andover, and and remember the Yankees made the Yankees came back and tied us, and we had the one-game playoff.
Yep.
And they let us out of school early. Remember that?
I do.
Because it was a 3 o'clock game. Yeah. Jackson did the game.
That was one of the first games I remember watching.
It was like a 1 o'clock game. They let us out of school early. Mike Lane and I, my best friend from home, we walked home together from West Elementary. We watched the game together.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's popped out the nettles. Obviously, Bucky Dent. But
Bucky, was, yes.
Bucky. It was a tough afternoon.
Expletive Dent.
Pete was in Seattle.
There was.
I know.
With no ESPN, no news center, no nothing. I had to wait for
news center.
News center 5. News center 5.
No news center.
News center 5 in Boston.
With Chet and Natalie.
Yeah. Didn't have any of that.
All right. Final minutes of this mishmash of a show here tonight.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Your keys to the game against Louisville.
Again, Pete said it earlier, defensively, we have got to do a good job of tackling. If we don't, it'll be a long night. These guys run a lot of space plays. We have to do a really good job of identifying what's in the game, you know, who's that quarterback. Miller Moss is the main guy, but they use other Wildcat, Deuce Adams. We've got to do a good job of IDing what's in the game. Offensively, we got to continue to establish the line of scrimmage and run the football, which sets up some of the things we do play action. And then we've got to score in the red zone, no field goals. You know, that's going to be a big part of it. And then special teams, I think we've played well. We got to cover kicks. They got a great returner, number 5. He's an excellent returner, so we got to do a great job of covering kicks.
What do they do well defensively?
They you know, look, they play a lot of man coverage, and they'll come after you. And so you got to have your protections, you know, ready to go. And we've had a good week. You know, we've had a good week of practice. And you know, these guys are going to have to, in the passing game, get open versus man coverage. And we got to be able to run the football.
Keeping the pressure on them, they've only lost one game, an overtime loss to Virginia. You talked about it earlier, a pick six and a scoop and score. And it really came as a result of a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, moving him off the spot. So you got a plan to do that?
Yeah. With Grayson, he can do a little bit of everything. So moving Grayson's going to be very, very important. And so, yeah, that's a part of the game, no doubt about it. We got to keep them off balance, and we got to be able to, you know, use our tempo and, you know, do as good a job as we can of, you know, having positive plays. No TFLs, no sacks, things like that. That's going to be big.
And you're like team primetime this year. I think this is your fourth primetime game.
7:30 kickoff. Get back at 4 a.m. So is what it is.
It is what it is. Exactly.
Yep.
But Pete and I will be, you know, we'll be
one eye open. It's all right. We're there.
Oh, you guys are.
Soldier
I can
on.
Hear you three rows behind me, whooping it up.
Oh yeah, we party on the flight.
Yeah. Jeez. Wedged in there.
Oh yeah, wedged.
Wedged is the operative word. Yeah.
But that's another thing that I'll give you credit for, because we've seen some coaches here that are way in the front. Nah. You're in the back.
By the toilet. That's where I belong. I should be behind you two. And I can throw stuff at you.
Somebody asked me, where do you guys sit on the plane? I says, well, my seat flushes.
It's a glorious travel. Yeah. Bill, great job tonight.
Hey, thank you,
happy
guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well done. Good luck Saturday. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Bill O'Brien of the BC Football Show. Special thanks, Justin Turpin, Griffin Ward. Happy birthday, Mike Wynn, CEO of Van Wagner, Boston Group. He's not here tonight, but happy birthday, Mike.
Doug Flutie, too, I think.
Doug Flutie today, too?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, big day.
Holy cow.
Great birthdays.
Yep. I only got Willie Nelson on mine. That's all I can claim.
That's pretty good, though.
It's all right. Isaiah Thomas. I can claim that, too.
Billy Jones.
Who?
Yeah, correct.
Billy Jones.
I forget. What is your birthday?
January 13th. Mm. I was born at 11:58.
Really?
On Thursday, January 13th. Almost another minute, it would have been January 14th, but Friday the 13th, if you catch my drift.
Well, now it's all making sense.
Yep. It all makes sense.
So long for now, Pete, Mita Perel, O'Brien. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Special thanks to the Stockyard as well. Have a good night, everybody.
Been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Invest well and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. NWN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network. The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.